Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Yesterday, after an intense round of lobbying, the last of our 34 bills crossed the finish line, marking the end of the 2021 legislative session for the Montana Family Foundation. It also marked the culmination of an effort to bring meaningful school choice to Montana. The bill in question was House Bill 279, a bill to allow individuals and corporations to donate money to scholarship-granting organizations. That money could then be used by students to attend the school of their choice, including private religious schools. The effort began in 2008 and resulted in last summer's U.S. Supreme Court victory in the case of Espinosa versus Montana Department of Revenue. While the victory was incredible and nullified religiously discriminatory language in 38 state constitutions, it still had to be codified into law for the decision to have any real effect. That meant one final effort and a big push during this legislative session, knowing that we would have zero Democrat support and only tepid support from moderate Republicans. The challenge was finding enough votes to actually pass the bill. It meant rewriting the original bill to get the tax credit large enough to entice people to participate, and it meant placing the bill in committees where it would pass and avoiding those where it would surely die. All of this involved a great deal of strategy. The original bill that was passed in 2015 and became the focus of the Espinosa lawsuit contained a measly $150 tax credit, too small to get any meaningful buy-in, but large enough to get the case into court. Once the case was decided, we raised the credit from $150 to $200,000, and it's a dollar-for-dollar 100% tax credit. That should excite every accountant in the state. More importantly, it will result in enough money flowing into the program to allow hundreds of children to find a school that fits them best. The bill wound up passing both houses on nearly party-line votes, and it's now headed back to the House, where Senate amendments will hopefully be accepted, and then it's on to the governor. The program will no doubt be tweaked in coming years, but the core is in place, and meaningful school choice has finally come to Montana. With House Bill 279 finally across the finish line, it's time for our team to demobilize and head for home. In a normal year, the legislature would have adjourned by now, but a combination of COVID-related delays and a decision not to work on Saturdays for the first time in legislative history has caused the session to run longer than normal. According to the best rumor in the rumor mill, the final day will probably be Friday. Most of their work is done, but there are some big bills still making their way through the process. In addition to passing the budget, legislators still need to come up with a plan to implement the voter-passed recreational marijuana initiative. The Free Conference Committee on the Budget meets today, and once they've finished, the motion to adjourn the session could come at any moment. If it passes, then any bill still in the process automatically dies. Throughout the Capitol, legislators are on pins and needles, doing everything in their power to get their bills safely to the governor. For many, this point in the session is bittersweet. Everyone is ready to head home to their families, but they want their bills to pass first. By Friday, some will be relishing their victory, others will be licking their wounds. It's all part of the process. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.